members please vote, signify by present.
All members voted. All members voted. Secretary.
The roll shows 18 senators present this morning.
There must be, yes, there are 18, excuse me. May we stand for the invocation. One seat.
Creator, Savior, and Sustainer of the world and of all its inhabitants, we pause to give you praise and thanksgiving for this day and for life. During this time of Lent, we are humbled and grateful for the sacrifice made on our behalf, that because of Christ's death and resurrection, we are given new life in you. We ask for your guidance and direction in all that we do, and ask that you help us seek your will for us, and make us instruments of your peace and love. Forgive us when we fail to do that which you have called us to do. As creator of the world and as author of the book of life, we ask your blessings to be upon us. In Christ's name, amen.
Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, move that unanimous consent that be shown as present.
Senator Mulcahy, Senator Victor Fisher.
Make a like motion.
I apologize to the body this morning. I picked up something from Senator Halford yesterday. The count. It's serious.
Be sure the bomb is a glitch, right?
The secretary certifies the correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 50th legislative day.
Senator Rain.
Mr. President, I move the journal for the 50th legislative day be approved as certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? You have the floor, Senator. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, in the far gallery are the editors of the Peninsula Clarion. I know all of you have been receiving that paper this year, as last year. It gives me great pleasure to introduce managing editor Wayne Dunworth and his wife Sue, and John Mars, editor.
We're pleased to have you with us this morning. Are there messages from the governor this morning?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Are there communications?
Communication of March 3 from Representative Bettesworth, Chairman, Legislative Budget and Audit, forwarding of sunset audits enclosed of the remaining two sunset audit reports of boards and commissions that will terminate June 30, 1983. They include the Alaska Council on Science and Technology and the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board.
I would ask the Alaska Council on Science and Technology to go to Commerce. Resources may wish to look at the Commerce. And the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to go to Judiciary, just sunset audits. Perusal of the members and all members of the body.
Message of February 15, excuse me, to Dear Mr. President, from David M. Hickok, Chairman of the Alaska Council on Science and Technology, forwarding a report of the council activities in 1982.
Commerce.
Another letter of March 4, 1983 from Gerald L. Wilkerson, CPA, Legislative Auditor, Division of Legislative Audit, release of audits in accordance with AS 242311, the following are submitted. A special performance report on the Department of Health and Social Services, State Office of Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, a report from the Department of Administration on Alaska Pioneers Home, September 24, 1982, on the Alaska Council of Science and Technology, December 1, 1982, the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, December 15, 1982. These will be on file in the Secretary's office. Those other communications.
Are the reports of Standing Committee?
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill Number 97, Supplemental Appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services for payment as a grant to Bethel Social Services, Incorporated, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, concurring Senators Halford and Vic Fisher. SB 97 has a further referral to finance. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 21, Grants for Water Supply, Sewerage, and Solid Waste Facilities, and recommends that it be placed on the calendar with the CNRA Committee substitute in the Finance Amendment on March 8. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Ferguson, and Bennett. Senator Kelly signed no recommendation. This bill does appear on today's calendar. Those are other standing committee reports.
Are there reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Senator Lyason. Obedience.
Order.
Discussion with the Commerce Chairman. Two reports on sunsetting. We'll assign State Affairs instead of Commerce. Are there reports of further reports of standing committees?
There are no other standing committee reports.
Are there reports of special committees?
We have no special committee reports.
There are bills for first reading and reference.
Senate Bill Number 163 by Senators Vic Fisher, Moss, Josephson, Sturgalewski, and Rohde, an act relating to the use of child safety devices in motor vehicles and providing for an effective date.
Transportation Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 164 by Senator Josephson, an act relating to professional licensing and to the regulation of the practice of medicine and extending the termination date of the State Medical Board.
Health, Education, Social Services, Commerce.
Senate Bill Number 165 by Senator Vic Fisher, an act relating to bicycle racing on public highways.
Transportation.
Those are the new bills.
Takes us down to the daily calendar. The Secretary will read Senate Bill 21 by title.
Senate Bill Number 21 by Senators Kurtula, Ferguson, and Josephson, an act relating to grants for water supply, storage, and solid waste facilities and providing for an effective date. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Ferguson, Chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Halford, and Gilman. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that the CNRA committee substitute do pass with an amendment with a zero fiscal note. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson, Josephson, Mulcahy, Fakes, Vic Fisher, and Sackett. There is a committee substitute.
To the committee substitute, Senator Ferguson.
Chairman, I've moved the committee substitute and ask unanimous consent for its adoption.
Objection. Committee substitute is before us. Secretary Reed, committee substitute by title.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 21, CNRA, by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, an act relating to grants for water supply, sewerage, and solid waste facilities, and providing for an effective date. There is an amendment number one by the Finance Committee.
Secretary Reed, the amendment.
On line 15, following the word facilities, insert, comma, and solid waste processing and disposal facilities, and then on lines 27 and 28, delete the words, including the cost of replacing obsolete facilities.
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, I move for adoption of the amendment.
Objections noted. Senator Sackett.
I don't understand the amendment. I can't follow it on my computer.
Will the Secretary read the amendment? And if you wish copies, we will, stand at ease while copies are made.
The copy is on the...
You have floor, Senator.
That the amendment proposed is in
the packet.
In the packet.
Thank you. Secretary, read in context the amendment one time more. Senator Ray, are you seeking floor?
After she reads the amendment, it was an objection to my objection, and I was going to explain what my objection was.
Secretary, please read.
On line 15, following the word facilities, insert, and solid waste processing and disposal facilities. It would then read, treatment and discharge facilities and solid waste processing and disposal facilities for which construction has not been commenced. On lines 27 and 28, delete the words, including the cost of replacing obsolete facilities.
Senator Ray, do you seek the floor?
Yes, sir. I object to the amendment, and I ask that the question be divided.
The division. Senator Sackett, the division has been requested. Is there objection to the division? There's no objection to the division. The division will be, the two amendments will be acted upon separately. Senator Sackett has the floor.
On the first portion of the amendment, Mr. Chairman, we received a letter February 18th from Greg Capito, which is the Village Safe Water person in the Department of Environmental Conservation. And he indicated that the first sentence, he felt that this addition would allow affected communities to use the grants for needed water, sewer, and solid waste projects. And we had made the additions in Section 2 and in Section, and the last page, Section 4. And he just felt that by having it also in Section 2 that there was no question as to the intent of it. Just by way of reference, we had passed this identical bill last year, and as you know, it was vetoed by the governor then. It was vetoed for a different reason, and I'll explain that in the second portion of the amendment.
Are you ready for the amendment? Is question called? Seeing no objection, First Amendment is adopted. Is there a motion? And the second amendment is now before us. Senator Sackett, you have the floor.
Mr. President, the second portion of the amendment, we had this up a couple of times in the CRNA, and I did not mean to move that section, and all I was interested in was in solid waste processing and disposal facilities, and I was convinced at the time that I did not make that as part of the motion. We went back and listened to the tape, and evidently what I did say was not what I meant. And I've been trying ever since to get this portion back out of the bill again, because this is what affected it last year and resulted in the veto. It was not meant to be a part of this bill, and that's the whole intent of this amendment, was to remove it what last time.
So do you move withdrawal of that particular amendment?
Yes. No, I move for adoption.
Senator Sackett moves for adoption. You have the floor, Senator.
Well, I object to it, Mr. President, for the simple reason that you're talking about some communities that have wooden facilities in disrepair and are falling apart, and they don't have the wherewithal or the money to go ahead and replace them with modern facilities. I don't see any difference in replacing them than replacing honey buckets. It's the same thing. I suppose the used honey buckets are can be replaced. Well, why can't used, no longer manageable sewage lines, the old wooden ones that are broken down, why couldn't they come under this project the same way?
Mr. President,
you have the floor, Senator Sackett.
February 10th, we received a letter from Keith Kelton, who is the Director of Facility Construction and Operation in the Department of Environmental Conservation. And in that letter, he indicated that they were in support of financing water delivery and honey bucket collection vehicles. But we strongly support, what we do have serious reservations on financing replacement of obsolete facilities. The administration's veto of Senate Bill 252 last year was partially due to the amendment of that bill, which would have authorized funding of obsolete facilities. It is the administration's position that communities should be responsible for maintaining facilities once they are constructed and charge a user fee to cover the cost of maintenance amortization. It is the administration's desire not to replace facilities that have been allowed to deteriorate due to lack of maintenance by a municipality. And it was just my feeling that on that specific issue, since it was the prime part of the bill was to raise the percentage portion of state participation from 50 to 75%, I did not want to jeopardize in any way the possibility of another veto on that. And I would hope that the Senate, you know, maybe if they want to look at this part of replacing obsolete facilities, could look at it in another bill. But I would prefer that. And as I said, the other reason was that I didn't make the motion to begin with. I didn't want it.
Senator Fahrenkamp has the floor.
Mr. President, may we have a brief at ease?
We'll be at ease. Time is the second portion of the amendment, Amendment 2. Senator Fahrenkamp is seeking the floor.
Mr. President, it's my intention to support this second amendment I live in a community that has a great problem with wood stave pipes. It's my intention to, rather than to jeopardize this bill, to introduce a new vehicle under which to take care of the wood stave pipe problem of the communities like mine.
The further debate on the amendment, are you ready for the question on the amendment? The question is, shall Amendment 2 be adopted? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one nay.
So Amendment 2 has been adopted. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Senator Ray.
There are no other amendments. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 21 as amended be considered in gross advance third reading and place the final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill Number 21, CNRA amended, an act relating to grants for water supply, sewerage, and solid waste facilities and providing for an effective date.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Kelly.
I supported this bill last year, but and I think essentially it's a good idea. However, I don't think that this is the time that Alaska should be expanding its municipal services in any way, shape, or form. As everybody knows, we're in the midst of a world price-cutting war. Nobody knows how that's going to affect our revenues, and it could be quite serious by the time this whole thing is over. So I don't believe that this is the time that we should be expanding this kind of a program. Secondly, Mr. President, I think this is going to result in fewer projects because you're going to have more money for individual projects, which is going to result in a net loss of projects throughout the state. Thank you.
Are you ready for the question? Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, there are several bills, including one that was introduced yesterday, that have line item water and sewer projects in them. And I would make a note of caution for the members that are going to be considering that bill, because as far as I can determine, those line item water and sewer projects are 50% of the total cost. This bill would be allowing 75% of the total cost. My point is, Mr. President, that there is very likely to be some shortfalls on all of those projects if the community is going to hang its hat on the 25% matching that they would have under this particular bill. I would hope that since this bill goes into effect July 1st, I would hope that there be a reanalysis of the projects that have been nominated, so to speak, by the Department of Community or the Department of Environmental Conservation, and an adjustment be made so that those projects that would have been built under 50% match can go forward.
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, this has been discussed before, and it was everyone's intention with the supplemental appropriations that have been going through to have those go under the existing law, which would be a 50% match. And if you have an immediate effective date on a supplemental appropriation, that would occur without us having to do anything. If the effective date, of course, is after July 1st, then, of course, you have a different situation. But the intent has always been that the existing supplemental capital appropriations would go under the 50% match.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Bill 21 as amended shall pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas and two nays.
Senate Bill 21 has passed the Senate. Senator Ray.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and the passage of Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 21 as amended be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Without objection, so ordered. Effective date clause has been adopted. Before us, House Bill 166, was brought up under reconsideration and moved over for today. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for House Bill number 166, Rules, an Act Making Special and Supplemental Appropriations for Oil and Gas Matters. Effective date failed in the Senate.
The question is called for. The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 166, shall it pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 5 nays.
House Bill 166 has been adopted by the Senate. Senator Ray.
Move and ask unanimous consent to the roll call and the passage of Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill number 166 be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
The effective date failed on the first vote, Senator Ray.
So I'm moving it again, huh?
Objection. Question is, shall the effective date clause be adopted?
I just moved.
It is before us. The effective date is properly before us. The motion, in my opinion, was correct. It's been stated presently, however, due to the objection. The question before us is, shall the effective date be adopted? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 13 yeas, 7 nays.
Effective date has failed. Bill has passed. Takes us to the citation calendar.
Citation in memoriam, F.J. Joe Keenan, by Senators Josephson, Curtula, Vic Fisher, Ziegler, and Rohde.
Senator Ray.
There are no corrections or additions. I move the citation calendar be adopted as read.
Citation calendar without objection has been adopted. Takes us to unfinished business this morning. Are there items under unfinished business? You have the floor, Resources Chairperson.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate, not subject to a call on Friday the 11th for hearings in Fairbanks.
You are excused. Senator Paul Fisher?
Yes, I ask for unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the House on March 10th and 11th.
Without objection. Senator Bakes?
Yes, I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the Senate on Friday, March 11th. I'll be out of state on Senate business, and Monday, March 14th, I'll be in Anchorage for constituent and personal business.
Without objection. Senator Victor Fisher?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused on Friday, March 25, Saturday 26th, and Sunday 27th on official business in Anchorage.
There's no objection. You're excused from a call to the House on those days. We're at ease.
Mr. President, there'll be a committee meeting of Commerce and Labor at 1:30 this afternoon in the Belts Room. It's House Bill 108, an act relating to the inclusion in a state-exempt service of a licensed physician employed by Division of Mental Health and the Development of Disabilities, Department of Health and Social Services.
Mr. President, two announcements. State Affairs is holding a meeting at 3 p.m. today in Butrovich. A number of items, confirmation hearing on Commissioner of Military Affairs Pagano, Senate Bill 48, Adoption of Regulations for State Retirement, SB 63, Commissioner Status of Women, SB 149, Supplemental Appropriation for 1982 Permanent Fund Dividend. The other announcement, Mr. President, is that on Saturday, there'll be a Senate Finance Subcommittee public hearing on water, sewer, and solid waste projects as included in the Governor's Supplemental Appropriation Bill and in Senate Bill 150, the water and sewer and solid waste bills. We hope to hear from the administration, from any senators who have items or requests that they want to have considered. The hearing will be in Senate Finance on Saturday starting at 10 a.m. If necessary, we'll go all day Saturday.
Mr. President, there will be a minority caucus immediately following the close of today's session in the Butterbitch Room.
Tomorrow we had scheduled Senate Bill 17, Act Making Appropriation Department of Revenue. That will be held in abeyance. We'll continue tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock with Senate Bill 152 and Senate Bill 86.
Mr. President.
A consideration on Senate Bill 21.
It's not a committee announcement, Mr. President, but PALS has asked me to remind the members of the Senate that they're having their annual shindig for the legislature tonight. It's out at the Juno Yacht Club at 8 o'clock. There will be liquid refreshments, and there will be marvelous entertainment, and it should be a good night.
Mr. President, the Resource Subcommittee on Fisheries is having a quorum problem for the 10th, as announced, so that the meetings will be moved to Tuesday the 15th, Belt's Room at 3 p.m. Bills before it will be the same as posted.
Judiciary Committee will meet Wednesday, March 9th in the Butterbitch Room, 130. Senate Bill 88, authorizing persons 16 years of age or older to be present in certain premises that serve alcoholic beverages. Friday, March the 11th, House Concurrent Resolution 11 relating to use by petty juries of earphones, and Senate Joint Resolution 1 relating to the proposal by Congress of an Equal Rights Amendment. And again, a reminder, on Friday, March 25th, teleconference with Juneau and Anchorage on Senate Bill 20, authorizing participation by magistrates in the judicial retirement system. Also, Lincoln Haida Central Council is hosting a reception for all legislators tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Gastineau Suite Baranoff Hotel.
Mr. President, this afternoon at 3 p.m. in House Resources Committee, there'll be a joint oil and gas Senate Resources briefing by the Department of Minerals and Energy Management on leasing programs.
The Finance Subcommittee meeting at 1:30 p.m. today in the Senate Finance Room, hearing on the Department of Labor public protection functions.
I'd ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to comment on the allegations or charges that I made against the administration 2 weeks ago. Mr. President, on February 24th, 1983, I requested the special prosecutor to conduct an investigation into the January trip the governor, the attorney general, and the Commission of National Resources made to Washington, D.C. These officials were to meet with the Secretary of Interior on oil and gas and mineral matters, and thereafter were to attend fundraisers on the governor's behalf to solicit financial contributions from petroleum interests in Dallas, Houston, and Denver. After my request had been made, it was ascertained that the special prosecutor could not conduct such an investigation without prior authorization from the Attorney General. It seems peculiar to me that the special prosecutor, Dan Hickey, who is directly responsible to the Attorney General, should be the one chosen to investigate the validity of my allegations as concerning his boss. For the record, compiling the information and making the request for an investigation of the governor and his two cabinet members was solely my idea. On March 3rd, I had a 3 o'clock appointment with Mr. Hickey, but was in one of the governor's staff offices awaiting an agreement from the governor, which was forthcoming. Once the decision was made that the material I would submit would be reviewed independently of the Department of Law, and we consummated this decision, I left with the understanding of the governor and the attorney general that my meeting with Mr. Hickey would be taken care of by the attorney general. I was not told of the governor's change of heart until I heard about it from my staff on the 7th of March. I want to make it clear that I was not obstructing Mr. Hickey's investigation, but merely followed direction of Mr. Hickey's bosses. All the evidence I have regarding the allegation improprieties by the governor, attorney general, and commissioner of natural resources is contained in the information digest, which was on file with the Senate President's office between March 3rd and March 7th, 1983, and released to Mr. Hickey, special prosecutor with the Department of Law, and to the press corps yesterday. It's come to my attention that the Department of Law might possibly utilize the departmental resources to create a smear campaign to discredit me and the charges I have made. I sincerely hope this move by the Attorney General is not a way to cover up their involvement in my initial charges. Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent that my statement be placed in the journal.
Is there no objection? It's ordered. Are there further items under special business, special orders? Senator Ray.
There's no other business come before the Senate. I move we adjourn at 10 a.m. Wednesday, March 9th.
We are adjourned.